Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: البخل عار والجبن منقصة والفقر يخرس الفطن عن حجته والمقل غريب في بلدته.
Imam Ali عليه السلام said, Miserliness is shame. Cowardice is a defect. Poverty disables an intelligent man from arguing his case, and a destitute person is a stranger in his hometown.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we have been talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the context of the ongoing genocide and conflict that is happening in the holy lands of Palestine. Of course, we all know that one of the most integral and famous qualities and attributes of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this attribute of justice. We have seen His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, deal with the things in his life with justice, and all of the things in his life, whether it was his family life or his home life or the life in which he was an integral part of the society, or he was in the position of the Khilafah as the administrator of the Muslim Ummah, or whether it was as an individual, or it was in the role of a father, or the role of a husband, the role of a disciple, for he was most surely the best and most perfect disciple of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. We find in all these aspects this issue of justice, and how Imam Ali alayhi salam was just in all of his dealings, both the great Sunni writers as well as the Shia writers. They all write and they all are a testament to the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so when we look at the issue of Palestine, should we also not put justice into the middle of the field? Many a times, unfortunately, because of our national background, our ethnic background, our religious or political affiliations, or because of our language or our color, we end up putting justice aside. And unfortunately, this is what causes the most damage to humanity. When talking about Palestine and this ongoing massacre of the Palestinians at the hands of the Zionists, in the middle of this field, we should place justice, this justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And when we put this justice into the middle of the field, and we put all the facts together, and we look at the historical context, we will find where justice truly lies. And of course, in order to give you a head start, justice lies with Palestine. A nation, a people oppressed, kicked out of their homes for the last 70 plus years. And in the recent wave of violence, we find that it is the Palestinians who are taking the most casualties, casualties which include innocent men and women and children, innocent people, whether old or young, innocent people, whether healthy or ailing, all under the oppression of the Zionist regime. If we put the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam into the middle of the field and gauge the situation based upon that justice of Imam Ali, we will find where justice truly lies. Lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. the means of livelihood available to the created being, come from thee like a rainfall. And in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
If you look at the tafsir, if you look at Surah Ma'idah, if you look at the ayat which were revealed in the event of Ghadir, after the declaration of the vilayat of Ali by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat. And he says, Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum. What does it mean? Today I have completed akmaltu kamal. Today I have completed your religion for you. Without the declaration of the vilayat of Ali, Islam was not complete. And then he says, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Today I have completed. The first phrase, kamal, was, you know, perfection. I have perfected Islam. Without the vilayat of Ali, Islam is not perfect. And then Allah says, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Today I have completed my ni'mat on you. What does ni'mat here mean? Blessings doesn't mean he's talking about food and drink and, you know, the means of transportation and good house and clothes. No. He's talking about the best of ni'mat of Allah is the guidance. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Today I have completed the guidance for you. If I had sent only Rasul with no guide after him, the process of guidance would not be complete. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today, I am razi, I am pleased that Islam is your religion. Which means that you can have two versions of Islam. An Islam minus the vilayat of Ali in Ghadir. And that would be imperfect Islam, incomplete Islam, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then you have another version of Islam which has the vilayat of Ali within it. And that is the Islam which is complete. And that is the guidance which is perfect. And this is the Islam which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically pleased with it. And He will accept from us on the day of Qiyamah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side, Palestine, forever, Palestine.